Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day, and we're glad you joined us here for the conversation as we investigate the book of 2 Timothy and discover powerful truths about mentorship from a father-to-son perspective. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, each and every one of you, to today's episode of Everyday Truth. Want to give a special shout out to some of you teens that are listening. There's nothing better you can do in your life as a teenager than to develop good, repeatable, godly habits. And if you can just develop the habit of being in your Bible every day, I am telling you, that will follow you for good for a lifetime. Anyway, Caleb, you have a word on that?
No, I just completely echo that. You learn to have a real personal walk with God now, because you're about to be and embark on a time in life where you're basically on your own when it comes to your decisions. And if you're not rooted in God's word and a walk with Him, it's going to be that much more difficult to make the right decisions.
So we've been talking about the description of a self-absorbed person and even self-absorbed people within the church and how they are to be avoided. And now the Apostle Paul kind of flips that coin. And instead of talking about people to avoid, because Timothy was to identify those people, I think the Apostle Paul flips the coin and says, okay, now, Timothy, here are some relationships and some examples that you ought to embrace. So look at verse 10 of our text, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions that came unto me. And he talks about the places. Wow, that's a long list. So just as there was a long list of self-absorbed people, now of what it means to be a self-absorbed person, now the Apostle Paul says, but Timothy, you also have some really positive examples. And what this reminds me of, Caleb, is chapter 1, where he said to Timothy, Timothy, don't be ashamed. There are people that have not set a good example, like all the people in Asia that turned away from me, and Phygellus and Hermogenes. Seems like a lifetime ago we talked about them. But then he said, but there is this one guy named Onesiphorus, and he's a great example. So here the Apostle Paul says, hey, don't have a close friendship relationship with these people. Turn away from them. But Timothy, you know this. I have strived to be the right example all these many years. And it wasn't that Paul was tooting his horn, because that would be the exact opposite of what he just taught on. Okay? But it was that he was saying, in the spirit of 1 Corinthians 11, Timothy, continue to follow me as I follow Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes it can be a little frustrating, because then when you start to think about those that you're close to, there might be some that you're already thinking, man, I need to distance myself from that person. But there are those that still, you know, are living for God and set that example. And so to them, you know, we need to, you know, cling tightly to, you know, and it's going to be better for us to be closer to a few that follow Christ than to be a friend of many who don't or are self-absorbed.
And doesn't it really speak to, Caleb, to the strength of a legitimate mentorship relationship? Because we really started this series of Bible studies in 2 Timothy from the standpoint of discipleship, of father, son, pouring into a life. And I think that's what Paul is saying here. Paul is saying, Timothy, I have not had a superficial relationship with you. You have known my public life, and you have known my private life.
Yeah.
So think about the terms he uses here. First of all, you have fully known. Mm-hmm. And the idea there is, in an experiential, relational way, you have known.
Yeah, so it's not that something that Paul can just claim that he has this. You know, he has to say this in confidence because Timothy has spent time with him on missionary journeys and such. So he's reminding him rather than trying to prove himself or trying to put on this, hey, you know, I think I'm like this. He says, Timothy, you know from being with me, this is my heart and where I'm at.
I think a good question, and this is a convicting question, is when you get to know somebody better, do they become a better Christian in your mind or a worse one? Because we've all met people that, wow, right? Wow. But then you get to know them, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
But then you meet people, and the more layers are unpeeled, the more it's like, man, this guy is just a genuine Christian.
Yeah.
Not perfect. You see some of the faults and foibles, but you see reality. And the Apostle Paul is saying here, Timothy, you have fully known my doctrine. Okay, so the things I've taught you, the things that I know, the things that I believe, the things that I have taught, I have faithfully given them to you. Now, Paul said that to people like the Ephesian elders. He said that to others, but remember, Timothy was with him all of that time and for much of the time at many other places. Mm-hmm. So if anybody knew what the Apostle Paul taught, Timothy did.
Yeah. You know, no, that's a great, insightful question. Even just, you know, think about your best friend, or maybe it's a spouse or your family. Or maybe it's some kids in a youth group that are closer to you, or, you know, certain church members or deacons. The more they get to know you, are they continuing to be drawn to Christ even more? Or are they seeing, you know, not that, you know, obviously we all have faults ourselves, but, you know, or are they realizing that, you know, there might have been a little bit more superficialness to your Christianity than they originally thought?
Hmm. So you fully know my doctrine, you've known my manner of life, and I love how they are kind of a couplet there. What you know about the Word of God ought to really be consistent with your manner of life.
Yeah.
Your manner of life ought to be the adornment of your philosophy of life, what you've learned.
Right, yeah. He's not just teaching and preaching the doctrine and the truths of God's word and what he's been given, but he's also living those out. And so many times we've seen leaders that will say one thing behind the pulpit and come to find out they're not living in their own personal life.
Sure.
The strength of a testimony. You think about sometimes there's people, I remember, you know, just about every year back from Warrior Harvest and now, you know, doing it at Faith, just about every missions conference, like to have Dr. Don Sisk come in and preach for missions conference. And you say it every missions conference, but it's so true. It's, you know, when Dr. Sisk gets up, I mean, everybody, you can hear a pin drop because everybody's so intent on listening, not just because they know he's going to bring a great message, but because they know he's lived missions his whole life. And that's just who he is. And so the impact that your testimony can have on top of a message, you know, just can convict hearts at a greater level.
That's a great illustration, because when it comes to missions, we know his doctrine.
Yeah.
We've heard all of his messages.
Uh-huh.
You know, we know the illustrations, we know the verses he's going to use. We have fully known his doctrine.
Yeah.
But we know that's because we know his manner of life.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen him witness to people in private. We've seen his heart, we've heard him pray. So that's what Paul is saying. I've known your doctrine. You've known my doctrine. You've known my manner of life. You've known my purpose. You know why I do what I do. You've known my faith. You've seen the way I've trusted God. You know my long suffering. You know what I've had to put up with. You know my charity. You know how I've loved God and people. You know my patience. You know what I've endured, specifically in my persecutions and my afflictions. And then he lists some places which came unto me at Iconium, at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. That's where Timothy was from. Those are the cities of Galatia. Timothy, let's go back years ago. Let's go back to where I was stoned and left for dead on the side of the road. Timothy might have seen that. Hmm. You know what I went through.
Yeah.
Timothy, this is not a game for me. This is not me seeking pleasure or living for myself or boasting. I don't like to talk about this stuff. But Timothy, I'm saying all of this because you know that I'm real. Now, Timothy, you be real. Hmm. And Timothy, don't get enamored with ministry celebrities. Don't get enamored with that. Timothy, you be real. And you keep on plowing that gospel furrow. And you keep on planting that gospel seed. And in season, out of season, when you're popular and they're listening, when you're unpopular and they're rejecting, makes no difference. You live your life for an audience of one.
Yeah, yeah, it's so good and it's so powerful because a lot of times the most powerful message a preacher can preach is the life that they live. And you can get up and teach all that you want, but when you have that backed up, like Timothy sees here, it's he knows Paul means it, and he knows that he can point to him as an example. There's others that have done it. You know, Paul is right now awaiting his execution. But as Timothy goes on the ministry, he says, okay, there have been some before me that have done this. And so I too can have this testimony for Christ.
And he doesn't leave Timothy hanging with just all of those qualities that he just listed. He says, Timothy, you know that I've gone through hard times. You know it's taken patience, endurance. There have been persecutions. You've been there. But Timothy, God's delivered me out of all of them.
Yeah.
He's delivered me out of all of them. And I endured them, and the Lord delivered me. And which is really ironic because in a couple chapters, Paul's going to say, hey, God shall deliver me. And what he meant by that was, I'm going to die. But even death is a doorway.
Yeah.
And even death is a tool of deliverance in the life of the believer. So Timothy, come on. Hang in there. It's worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, these are great words.
Right, they are. Yeah, and it's I love that how you mentioned in the end of the book because sometimes we think God's, you know, well, where was God when so-and-so died? Where was God when these Christians were being killed? But all forgetting that heaven is the greatest thing, is the greatest blessing for us. So even in a physical death, you know, we have spiritual victory.
Yeah. Where was God when Stephen was lied about, stoned, and unjustly killed? I'll tell you where he was. He was standing up looking at him, waiting for him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you might feel that God's not there, but he is. And there's a special presence and a special love and reward that God has for just faithfulness. And you can sense the heart of the Apostle Paul here for his son in the faith.
Yeah, no, it's really special to see Paul just how committed and dedicated he is. But after all of it, he still has that perspective that I'm not resentful for anything that God has put me through. It's all a blessing. At the end of the day, serving Christ is the best, and he's going to deliver me. He's always faithful.
You know, if you're an older believer listening to this podcast, you can look over your life, and I'm sure that you could share a number of hardships and challenges, but I've never met a faithful older Christian who hasn't said, but I'm so glad that I stayed faithful to the Lord. I'm so glad, and God was there every step of the way. I've never heard that. I've heard many people say they regret, but that haven't served God, that haven't trusted, but I've never seen a faithful or heard a faithful Christian say anything other than what the Apostle Paul is testifying right here. So let that be a lesson to all of us. I hope that is an encouragement to you. I am 100% sure that it was an encouragement to Timothy. God bless you, my friends. Have a great day in the Lord.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.